Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
I want to say good evening, people. Welcome to another episode of Girls Inc. Talk Radio. My name is Chris. Banter Love will be the host for today, and co-host Erica will chime on in. And this time we're going to open up the show. I'm not going to really prolong the time. Let's take this moment here to ask, do we have anybody want to discuss any upcoming races or whatever? You know, on each show I kind of come up with some races. That's probably going to be within maybe 2 or 3 weeks up from the date. So I'm going to just start it off saying had a good time at Grips Race this weekend. I'm over there in Woodstock, Alabama. Got to see some Grips racing taking place. And, man, hope that these guys just continue to keep this Grips game going because we're really doing some racing. I think the weather's about to turn cool and can't holler about the heat anymore, so. Hopefully we can get some more grudge races squared off. Also, we've got several races that's going to be coming up here soon. Actually, next week we got this big grudge, bike grudge race at Twigs. It's going to be September the 29th. We got the My Rock race going on at the same time. Hopefully we get to see some grudge racing at both events. And for the month of October, I know October the 6th, we got the grudge race at No Problem Raceway. October the 13th, you got the Texas Grudge Fest Finals. And also on the 13th, we got the Valdosta Grudge Race, which is Dano's race. So if anyone else want to take this time, a moment to bring up any races or think of any races that they can think of, you can take this moment now and raise your hand and we can introduce them on to the family. Okay, I see no one that has anything. We're going to move on. There's a quick question that I want to ask the racing fans or either the racers, and maybe they can answer it. I'm beginning to see a lot of grudge racing taking place. I don't know about the real big dollar racer, but for these small park grudge racing, and maybe my question to you guys, maybe you can explain it. Do you think you will see more grudge races with lower parts or do you think maybe the parts still should remain? I know this is a two-way answer or whatever, but majority of the races I've been seeing lately, it hadn't been the big dollar races, but, you know, they've been kind of small. But, I mean, a grudge race is a grudge race. So what do some of you all guys kind of think about that that question for us, the parts of the grudge races? Do we have anyone want to express any opinion or any thought or any idea? Okay, on to the next subject there. Do we have anybody from Alabama that want to kind of give a brief idea about this past weekend? I want to kind of express the good time they had over in Woodstock, Holiday Beach. Or can someone answer this question to me? It was a big guy. I think he was about 250, 270 plus riding a booster. Do anyone know that guy's name? He's on the show tonight. I'd definitely like to meet him. But that dude was really riding that bike. Had to be at least 250 plus. We're going to move right along. Louisiana, as far as the race coming up there, no problem. Do we have anybody on want to kind of talk about that race? Do we have any races locked in? I think that race is coming up October the 6th. All righty. The Twigs race, September 29th. We had a race locked in for that one. Anybody want to come on and make a call out to anyone? What about the My Rock race on the 29th? We got any races locked in? Anybody want to see a race go down on the 29th up there at the My Rock? Well, October the 13th, we got the Texas race. Any participants? What about the Valdosta race in October? Okay, we got one person. 0655. Your mic is open. 0655. Your mic is open. Hello, 0655. Your mic is open. All right, we'll move on. What about the Valdosta race, which is October the 13th? Okay. All right. 1746. Your mic is open.
Custom Cuz, how everybody doing tonight?
What's going on, Custom Cuz?
Well, since you're so quiet tonight, I might as well just tell everybody what I got going on. The Bad Off the race, I'm lined up with Lil C and Tackle Box. Them are the only two races I'm going to do because I think I got my hands full with them two guys. So we're supposed to be chopping it up on that day. I think I'm going to take out Lil C first since he's the shortest, and then I get Tackle Box.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's definitely going down. That's going to be locked in the week after next, the week before the race. All the races are going to be locked in.
Both of those races head up?
Yeah, head up through the quarter. And I'm coming to your race next week with a street bike. I guess I just bracket race that bike, kind of keep my toes kind of fresh a little bit. You know, it's nothing to it. I'm just trying to win a bracket race. Everybody want to see me on a hand foot, so I'm going to give them a little something they want to see.
I gotcha. So you're going to... So you can take Lil C first and then
talk about
second.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Lil C first since he came at me right this time and was talking good. So I'm gonna get him out of the way first. I think my biggest obstacle is gonna be Tackle Box. He on a little roll lately, so I'm gonna give him respect when it comes to winning races. He out there and he winning, so I gotta give him respect. Lil C ain't beat nobody, nor raced anybody this year. So he on the bottom of the pole. So I get him first.
Okay.
Bike
you racing Tucker Box on?
He's gonna be on the Sinister bike, which I think they're gonna revamp that bike a little bit, but it don't really matter. I seen his race the past weekend with the cocaine bike, and man, I'm telling you, once them boys get that serial killer bike, Right. They're gonna be something. They're gonna be a force to be reckoned with. But they got to keep it on the ground though.
Yeah.
Yep. As long as they get. Say what now?
I'm sure they probably gonna make some adjustments on it or whatever.
Yeah, but the year about over with. I mean, all the adjustments should have been made when it was hot. But now it's, you know, it's a whole nother season now. You know, it's the time now. We don't have to wait around to 2 o'clock in the morning like Paulson don't be wanting to do. We can get it on now. As long as they got JW tuning on the bike, that bike's gonna keep coming up. As long as they got that tuner they got, that bike still he tuned too fierce for that bike. But you know, they'll learn. Either they'll learn or they'll go broke trying.
Yeah.
I knew when I saw it on the video and I saw JW, Jeff Walker, PPM standing beside the motorcycle, I knew it was gonna be a long day for them guys.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? You going and doing any testing, or you just basically going to wait?
No, actually, I was going to go up to Carolina and test the week after next, but, you know, we don't need to do that. We're going to show up at 13. We're going to do our testing right there at the track. Right there at the track. And we're going to, you know, like I said, the race is going to be locked in, so either I'm going to race or I'm going to lose some money.
Right.
So, my mechanic coming with me, bringing the Winnebago down. The whole DCM camp going to be there. So we're going to try to do it again, but lead up with the W this time.
Okay. Okay.
All
right.
Yeah, you going to bring your camera down now?
Well, you know, it's conflict, really, because the Texas race is going on that same weekend. So I'm obligated to go there first part of the year one. So I'll be over in Texas that weekend at the Grudge Fest final.
Oh, okay. Well, are you going to make the cup race?
Well, it's actually another race over in Texas, November the 10th, that's going to be going on during the cup race. So I've kind of got leveled up in Javelin as well. So it looks like I'm going to miss the cup race.
Oh,
as well.
Chris, I'm telling you, man, this is going to be – I think you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on that weekend. Man, it's supposed to be some good racing. And I know this for a fact because me and Chris Moore are going to rerun the first race we did at the Cup.
Right.
Yeah, that race is going to be off the chain. He's supposed to be bringing the bike back from Texas and redoing something on it and running me again. So
okay.
I think that's going to be a race to be seen right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got one caller here. We're going to open the mic up and see what they got. 5271.
Hey, Jared. Jared, what's going on, man?
What did you say, Jared?
Yeah, Custom Cuts.
Oh, yeah, I go by Custom X now. So when you address
custom
me, it's
X?
Custom X. X. Custom X.
Oh, Custom X.
Yeah, all okay.
Right.
Now,
hey.
May I help you?
I mean, you got me. Boy, you're still a clown, ain't you? But anyway,
yeah.
Man, I just want to congratulate you on the little race over there and invite off to play around with me.
Oh, man. Hey, man.
Uh-huh.
I ran out of lightness on you. You know I was in front of you.
Hey, you was not in front of me, cuz. I cut the tree down and told it at you.
Oh, no. What did you cut? What did you cut?
I don't know. 004 or something.
No, I cut a .060. I know you didn't cut the tree down on me.
Whatever.
Hey, man, don't you know, dog, what were you looking for at the track the whole time? Nitrous. Everybody was looking for nitrous.
Both of us was. But
yeah,
you
man,
didn't have no nitrous, right?
Man, I didn't have nothing, and I knew that bottle. I knew I was on bar time, but I wanted to race, man. That's why we came there. We wanted to race. Hey, I didn't have time to congratulate you, because, boy, I had to tuck my tail and get out of there.
But we had fun. You say what you want to say. I surprised you. You say what you want to say.
Hey, you did. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Now, if you ever Now, I'm being real serious. I want everybody to hear this right here. If you ever kick your legs up at me going down the track, you got problems. Don't nobody, I have never seen the bottom of somebody's feet until the end. I like the way your dog gonna lean out and kick your dog on feet up, but it's cool. It's cool. You got me.
No, that's how I ride, cuz. I've been riding like that for years, even on the street.
Oh, man, boy. I tell you, we had some fun, though.
Hey, you coming up to Valdosta Douglas on the 6th when I'm running a little Jeep.
That's in Valdosta?
No, that's in Douglas.
In Douglas? Man, you know I'm going to be at that race, man.
Well, I'm supposed to lock in with your boy, little G, because I heard where it was. You say you need to skin this turkey before you go over there and mess with that steak.
Hey, but I got a little surprise. If my mechanic can make it down, I told everybody a few minutes ago that I was gonna test my big bike. But I let you move with Black Caesar that weekend.
In 8 miles?
Yeah, I let you move with Caesar. I'm talking about with Big Caesar now. I'm talking about Big Boy.
I know. I hear you. I mean, like I say, man, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. You know what I'm saying? Cause like I say, I go to track, I'm just up and coming. I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, you know. You joke with me, I joke with you. I had a good time with the joker. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, I've been wanting to run you ever since you ran up on one of my little partners about 5 years ago. I ain't never forgot that.
Who?
So I had a little cat used to hang with me. We was in Valdosta. You ran up on him when you had a maroon bike. You was wearing some red shoes. You had some red hair talking noise to him, and he was so scared. Not knowing he probably would have painted you. You had the man so scared just talking to him.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You ain't won the race. I tell you this right here. I win races before I even touch the track. That's 40% of my whole... You know what? I need to be quiet. I don't need to tell nobody that. We on air? Are we still on air? Okay. I tell you that in private. But, when you can get in somebody's head before they get out there on the track, man, you got that way. That race won. I just ran. Just don't run out of nitrous like I did.
Well, you're heating up the bottle, so I figured you had nitrous. You see, I didn't heat no bottle. I didn't have no spray. I was trying to find spray.
Well, you know, I was eating the bottle hoping, you know, it was something in there. But, you know, like I said, man, I know y'all got a big motor on that bike. The bike running strong. I just, you know, I took you for what I saw. You had a green light on top of your head. You know, I thought you was green, you know. So, I mean, I call it like I see it, man. You're the first one that ever beat me with tennis shoes on. Put it like that.
And, hold on. Don't forget about the jeans, too.
And the jeans, too. And the jeans, too. I told you that. And I told you that in the track.
Yeah, you told me that. But my thing is, man, you know, I got four letters. It was hot out there. And my thing is, I tell you, I just want to race. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes. But like I say, I am going to try to be on the scene here shortly. You know, I ain't got the seat time y'all got. I ain't got the backing. But, boy, I'm going to get out there. And when I get out there, they're going to know who the Hillside Strangler is. I promise you.
Yeah, who Hillside Strangler?
The Hillside Strangler.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you do pretty good, but you know, if you can always call me and talk to me, I can give you some pointers. Now I'm willing to help. Everybody say what they want to say about me, but I'm willing to help you now. All jokes aside, I'm willing to help
you. Hey, what you weigh?
Man, I'm gonna tell you now. Now, it's unknown. I hate putting it out there, but I jumped on the scale this morning before I got ready to go to work, and I was at a whopping 152.
Man, you blessed. I'm 210 pounds.
Good gracious, Lord. How much do it look like I weigh?
125. Yeah, you must be got 35 pounds of hair on your head.
You know what? That's a secret. Only Caesar gonna know. Only Caesar gonna know.
Okay, now you gonna give me the back tie in Douglas with your big bike.
Nah, you know what? I take that back because I don't like saying stuff like that if I really don't know it's gonna go down. Let me talk to my mechanic, you know, fresh coming out the shop. I don't wanna do a race with you. And then I got races locked in with these other guys. Let me get these big fish.
That's fine.
I play around with you with them boys' motorcycle and with their money. You know, I ain't been there. That was all fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, but
that's
me. Hey, one thing I can tell you that I wish you would relate to the man who owned them bikes. Man, tell him to calm them bikes down in the doggone pit area because he messing up his motors.
Who that?
The owner of the bike. He was on that silver motorcycle. Wow, 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 wow. I mean, I'm like, man. Yeah, I'm like, dude, you messing your motor up, man. Come on, man. I mean, y'all, I've been riding a long time, and all those little tricks, I give a motorcycle utmost respect. All those little tricks right there, man, I don't even do. You know, you never see goof off on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I enjoy racing. I thought you were going to put some on cycle bike, but you kept it kind of quiet, but you did get on the radio station and you know, blast me out, but it's all good.
I ain't blast you out. I told you when we're sitting in the lane, you told me, you said, I'm a veteran, you're a rookie, you ain't got no business lined up with me. I said, one thing about it, you got to get in somewhere, and if I keep standing in the back, I ain't going to never make it to the front. And one thing about me, I'm very competitive. When you said I wasn't going to out-talk you, I said, I ain't going to out-talk you, I'm just going to out-ride you. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, you didn't out-ride me. I mean, I had technical issues.
Oh,
come on, man.
Malcolm X, or whatever it is, I put 20 bikes on you. I could have got out of gas out of the ace.
Well, let me tell you something. Everybody on this radio know that when you're trying to spray nitrous, and you don't have no more nitrous, it's dumping nothing but raw fuel in there, so it's not going to run right. So, I mean, regardless of what you say, when you show up in Douglas and I bring that same motorcycle and we do the same race and I have 14 bottles, I guarantee you I won't give out.
Well, you show up in Douglas with that bike and you got action, I promise you, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have spray, too. I had to run on motor. What you think my bike was doing? I had to run on motor.
Well, bro, all you got to do is bring it. And look, bring a little extra money with you because $100? I mean,
I bet you the $100, the veteran spreads out around everybody.
Yeah, I mean, but I couldn't even get no bet. You know, you could have took my money, but.
Well, hold on when you say that now. Keep in mind, my partner did step to your camp and said straight up, and I'm going to keep it real. I ain't blasting nobody. And I'll call him. Man, I got $2,500 on this black bag right now.
I didn't hear that.
But some guys that was over there with you heard it. I mean, I ain't about the money to me because I'm just trying to race. I just ride the bike. But
I'm going by what you told me in the stage, and you were like, man, the owner don't want to do nothing, but I do $100. I respected that. You know?
Yeah. Well, I was looking for the owner the whole night. You know that.
Yeah, the owner of the bike, I was sitting on, I was like, man, can I get in on that $100? No, I'm going to bid the whole thing. Okay. Okay. Don't have your lip poked out when I look at now.
Well, 10-4, and Douglas, you bring that same bike, you got action, and like you told me, bring more. I bring some because I believe in me. I really do. Like I said, I ain't taking nothing for you. I ain't taking nothing from your bike. I mean, I just want to race some of the people that say they the best. I can't get no better racing slow people.
Well, yeah, you're right, but...
not cutting you all off. Are you planning on coming up to Twigs on the 29th, or are you just going to do the Douglas on the 6th?
Well, I'm kind of playing about here because I kind of work a lot on weekends, so I'm gonna do the Douglas, then I'm going to come to Valdosta on the 13th. Maybe I can make Twigs, too, you know? Maybe I can make Twigs. It's kind of hard because racing kind of comes second.
Oh, yeah, we need to try to support these brothers who's throwing these races and the other ones who's throwing the races. But, I'm going to try to make the races when I get off from work.
You know. Supporting, you know, something positive like this because it keeps you out of the street and give you something to do, you know. So, and it's fun. First of all, it's fun. You know?
But tell me this, how your bike set up. I mean, is it short wheelbase or?
Now the bike, 67 inches long. No, I'm sorry, 74 inches long.
Thank you. That's
with a
like
street
long.
Tire. Yeah, it's 74 with a street tire, and it got a slider.
Okay.
Why'd you lie to me at the track? I got a haze.
Well, the slider, they all the same thing.
Yeah,
you say you ain't had no spray, but you heated up your bottle.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. You see my mother. Everybody said, man, you was out in front of him. Even my granddaddy that was there, he was like, man, you was out in front of him. I said, Pops, you sure? He said, I can see.
Was you sure? You doubted yourself. I treed you and took it to you.
You didn't treat me. and I can bet money on that. I was six off my perfect life. I'm gonna tell you, it's hard to treat me. It's hard to treat me. You can say I got.
Okay, well, I feel what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to argue with you back and forth because I just like racing you. And you're kind of fun to race because you talk Noah's. And I kind of like that smack talk because I talk Noah's too.
But I keep
it to a respectable level, you know, just like when we were out there, you know. I just, you know, my last words to you was, you ready to go night-night, nigga? And you act like you ain't hear me.
Yeah, because
those were my last words to you.
I was wide awoke then, though.
So.
But you make it to Douglas, and we'll chop it up then. I'm not gonna talk.
Yeah, we'll do something in Douglas, and like I say, I'll hit you up on that PM and give you my number, and then we can talk off the air. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't
want
to be talking on the air like that. Whatever they doing.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to think it's just me and you on the air tonight.
Okay, well, my thing is, just be looking for the Hillside Strangler. It's coming to the nearest track soon. A track near you soon.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck to you, sir.
All right, you too, man.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, like, we was in a personal conversation. We on the air. Man.
What bike were you on, hanging with that dude?
I was on the bike I sold, the first season bike.
Okay.
And the guys who own it, man, oh my God, I got to get them up to date. But it's all good. We'll rerun that base.
I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, like he was really excited by the coming on there.
Let me explain it to you. He was like 10 kids in a candy store. That's how happy he was. And it wasn't up but $100, you know, so. You know, but hey, it was a good race. I mean, I was in front of him. He ain't going to say that. I was in front of him until I ran out of nitrous. And, you know, oh, well, you know how that go.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but it's
The guys are kind of quiet tonight on the phone, man. I don't know. I think everyone is just listening. But none of the first hour is kind of quiet. Then that second hour is one that picks up. Yeah.
Is Erica on the phone?
Don't believe so, Erica. Did not believe so. Yes, I really do not believe.
I can't believe it.
Let's see. How many more races do you think people are talking about locked in for this Valdosta race besides you?
That's the only race I know about right now. I don't know.
Listen, I know Steven went out and called out any 1,000 for the Twigs race. You know how that's going to work out.
Oh, man. He got to come out of Twigs. I mean, he got to face it. I mean, it's more races going on. You got to come out of your hometown. I mean, get out of Twigs, you'll find a race. Stay in Tweed, you're not going to find nothing. I mean, and that's a message to Steven. That's not knocking the race or anything, but Steven got to travel. You know, I know getting his head beat in by Possum, by Stormtrooper, that probably knocked a lot out of him, but, man, you got to recover and come on back. I mean, stop being a wimp. I hate to put it like that, but, you know, that's motivation. You know, come out of Tweed, Steven. You'll get your race. 8 for the quarter. Come out of Tweed. That's your home track.
I'm sure the word that got across to him, huh? I'm sure he made time on you. Indeed. I hadn't heard anything else back from the Rock race, which I guess was that. Kind of quiet, going to strive for next year. Where knows? Because you got the Mount Rock race, and then I think you have another race up there in November, isn't it?
Yep, I think so, yep.
Is that your last time going up there this year, or are you just going to sit down?
I think what I'm going to do, the October 13th, and I'm going to do the Cup race, and that's going to do it for me.
Okay.
That's going to do it for me. We're going back in the lab. After the Cup race, I'm going to send my bike back to Carolina to be worked over again, get ready for next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do understand.
what I'm going to do now, I'm going to open the mic up and see if we have anybody else got any questions or comments. So if they want to express anything or feel like they got something to take, get off the chest, take this time to do it now.
J1000 sent me a picture of his bike. He coming out pretty soon. I think he's going to be in that Douglas race.
Okay.
Yeah, J1000, the burgundy bike, chromed out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of the chubby dude who ride it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he coming back out. That's what he said. He been gone the whole year. I don't know how he peaked this time to come out, but oh well.
I think a lot of them was waiting for this weather to cool off on.
Well, if that's the case, next year I don't need to start racing until September.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, everybody looked at me crazy when my bike went down, but shoot, I've been racing all year.
Yeah.
Some of these guys who ain't hit the track, they need to be on the line right now calling people up.
Well, I know you're not going to tell any secrets or whatever, but did you build any more cubic inches out of it or you?
Ooh, woo! You know what? That question right there is worth $1 million if I can answer it on the air. But I'll text you and tell you that.
Okay.
I'll text you and tell you that. See, anytime you go in the shop, you don't come out the same way.
Oh, gotcha.
And that wasn't my choice. That was DTM's choice. My mechanic told me, Jared, if you want this bike to come out the same way it came, it went in, I'm not going to work on it. He said, let me do this, and that, and bring it out. And that's all I'm going to say. Just trust and believe it's going to be Mr. Black Season. Mr.
We got one guy here. Has a question concern. We're going to
they shouldn't have.
Okay. Indeed. Well, you can't get no better than that. Man, I noticed, too, I had stated earlier that, man, I got a chance to witness a few big grudge races that took place over in Alabama, man. It wasn't the big pots, you know. And I was shocked, you know, at the races, but, man, got a chance to see some good grudge races.
Was the pot pretty big when Syracuse and them ran?
No, I don't think it was all that. I was over there on the side with the camera, but from what I was told, I don't think so. But, I mean, Tucker Box and them ran twice, maybe three times, I want to say, and Serial Killer ran two or three times. So.
Oh, so it wasn't no big money. Okay,
no,
it's what
no
I don't.
Big, I mean, but it was a lot of races, though, that took place. Like Grip had about two or three races. Booster Bikes got a few races off.
Yeah. But this is what I can't understand when I call somebody to race, they want the pot to be 25 or 5 or 10. But when they get to the track and race other people, they'll race for 1,000. I don't understand that. I mean, is it that they don't want to race me or they just want to break me or what? I don't understand that. But they'll race other guys for little nothing, 500, 600, but won't race me for that.
I don't think it was a real, you know, tremendous size pot, but like I said, you know, we got a chance to see a lot of race.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I don't care nothing about the big pot, but next year, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give them what they want. If they want to call a big pot on me, you know, I'm going to be able to cover it. I'm going to be able to cover it because, see, now I know what they're going to throw at me. I wasn't expecting that this year, you know, but next year I will be prepared to run for a big pot. If they just want to run for that, but I don't mind running for little pots. But next year, I got a new person that's going to be on the team, and he's putting money into the whole camp. So we got to start it. You know, we got to start it too brief. We got to.
So when is the opening season over in that area? What's the first race of the year over there?
The Cup race, April.
Okay.
April, March, I think it's April.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure somebody else is going to throw one because Albany has a new owner now. They say they're going to dig up the whole 330 and put it concrete. They totally redoing Albany. So for next year.
Oh, US 19?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep, they totally redoing it. Bobby Child has it, and he's redoing the whole track. And once, I'm going to take Caesar over there and check it out. And once I approve it with Caesar and videotape it and send it around, I believe that'd be a factor in and get some races over there.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, they sold it to a black guy named Bobby Childs around here. Got a grudge car.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, he's talking some big things. He's getting bleachers put over there. He's redoing the whole inside, the 330, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be a place to be next year. I think it's going to work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going back from the 330 digging it up. It's not going.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going from the start, 330 concrete.
Okay.
Yeah. And he invested a lot in the BHT, or the other guy who had the track. He was, like, warding it down, I guess, with alcohol or whatever they put in it.
Okay.
But he wasn't using BHT. He was using track prep.
Okay.
You know, so he's really spending the money in it. So if I take my bike over there, a $25,000-$30,000 motorcycle and run it over there, trust me, it's got to be right. But what I do, I take his number to you, and y'all can kind of test bases. But I let him know that you're gonna call and fix him.
Okay, I think I got a chance to meet Bobby Child. Does he drive a pro? What is my pro? Not a pro mod. Yeah, a pro mod type.
Yeah. GTO.
Yeah, that's not to do with the gold chain and the robe and stuff on YouTube. Sometimes talking, is it?
That's the one that worked for UPS. Have the Pepsi can or whatever. Talking about you, Ron.
Some dude they have on YouTube. He waving a magic wand or whatever, and there, and they have the robe and the king. And stuff on top of Noah.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Child, dark skin, wear glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, but I make sure everybody touches bases, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all bases, but yeah, I think that's going to be a good place for next year.
Okay.
Have you heard anything out of Taco Boss? I haven't heard them on the lines these past week.
No, but I think they all are getting ready for the upcoming week. I know they had a good time. I didn't see the Sinister bike go in Alabama this weekend, but they had that cocaine bike in the Price's Cadillac bike. I guess that's the Cadillac bike over there in Alabama, which they got a chance to run both bikes. So.
Yeah. So what you think about that cocaine bike? Just your opinion.
The bike is fast. It's no joke at all. I mean, the track killed him, and, you know, so I can't take nothing away from it.
So if serial killer would have kept it on the ground, what was the outcome?
If you watch the video again, it looked like Mike Tree, out the hole, but that could have been from the angle which the camera was at, too. But,
mm-hmm.
And then if you look at the end of the race, too, like Mike and that bike was kind of side by side almost. So that race is going to be won off the line. I put it to you like this.
Right. Okay.
They ran that race again. I believe if Tiger Boxing had a shot out on front of, I believe if the outcome would have, been Mike would have probably tried to catch him at the end of the eight, but.
Right.
To me, my honest opinion is I think all those bikes are kind of even, man. It doesn't matter. Get in the water box and race each other.
Sound like both of them bikes are two-stepping. Was that the case, Chris?
I couldn't really tell because when I was down there holding that camera on there, I know I heard Mike when he got on the two-step. I didn't hear on the other side, but.
I may have to ask these questions off the air.
Yeah, because I'm going to post the rest of the videos out there as well, too. that I got over there. I think this dude, I don't know, it wasn't Looney Tunes, it was another guy that was over at the track. This dude had to be about 250, 270 plus, riding a Busa.
Right.
Man, that dude was riding. I got to give him props, man, for that weight. And he even challenged Grip, man, to a race over there.
What did Grip do, turn him down?
No, they actually raced, but the dude's bike was swilling so bad, man, and until it kind of hurted him because I was shocked at first when he, you know, got up to the line. I'm like, man, I know this dude just playing. And so they was like, no, this dude actually in a race with Grip. I think Grip gave him that back tie or something, but still, for that kid to be 250, 270, he could have been more than that in weight.
Yeah.
But man, I got to say, that dude was riding that bike because, like I said, the bike wheeled in twice, and he still was trying to fight it and brought the bike back down, but it was too late then. Grip was going across the finish line.
Well, that ought to be a good lesson for that cat. That ought to be a good lesson. So hopefully you listen to the radio station. Stay in your class, big boy. Stay in your class.
Oh, that dude is going to upset some people, though, man. To be honest with you, if he ever line up beside somebody that's slipping, they're going to be in some serious trouble.
Hey, we probably, he probably needs to line up beside Erica. Well, if he beat Erica, then maybe I'll consider even looking at him then. Maybe he probably got up beside a girl.
I'm going to see if I can make contact with that guy there. Cause I, like I said, he was riding.
Can he ride better than that old dude that was in at the hub, the one you said about 80 years old on a bike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You can tell this dude been riding bikes for a while, man. The way, you know, you can kind of look at a person and tell if they just first starting off racing versus a person that's been racing for a while. So,
right, right.
Just his techniques and stuff that he was doing out there on the track.
Hmm.
So I'm going to post that video out there as well, too. So I'm going to let the people call the judgment on it. But like
right.
I said, man, that dude there, if he can control that wheel and leave out, you know, man, that dude's gonna be some problems for someone.
But you just told us a lot. If he's that big and that bike coming up like that, he got a lot of motor. He got a lot of motor, a lot of nitrous.
Yeah.
So if he ever pull up beside me, I know what they expect. I know what he got. I know he got a lot of whatever he got.
Let's get one minute. We got another call here. 9005. Your mic is open.
Why she
want to be a single? 9005. Your mic is open. Okay. Man, don't any anyone, one over Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee. We hadn't checked in with Tennessee. Got anybody from Tennessee? Let's try my 9009. 9005. Mic is open. It must be just pressing the button. Man, I may have a surprise for you all the first of the year as well.
What, you coming out with, you got a new camera?
No, I'm going to probably put the camera up for a while, man. I'm going to get back into some racing next year.
Oh, you ride bikes too, Chris?
Well, I have four-wheelers that I love. I wanted to step up. I've ridden a few bikes, but no, my four-wheelers is my heart.
Oh, four-wheelers. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you ride yourself or you just own them?
No, I ride myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get in the gym and kind of slim down some. I kind of at least get down to 200, at least, you know, if not 190 something, man.
That's still away from Hooters, then.
It's not Hooters, man.
No.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
9005. Your mic is open. Okay. Dude, let's just press something. So your other buddies, man, where are they tonight?
I don't know. Is anybody listening? I don't know. Huh?
A lot of people on, man. Everybody just kind of, I guess, chilling out tonight listening.
What, they think they're going to get a prize the longer they wait? Man. That's crazy.
And we got one gentleman here, 8780. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, not too much.
Hey, it's going down Saturday, this Saturday at Shadyside Dragway. Stop Motor Musa. Anybody out there?
Where is this located?
Shelby, North Carolina. Shadyside Dragway.
Okay. Okay. Is that a call out you're making to people, or are you?
Well, anybody that want to attend the event, DMX putting it on Rough Riders.
Okay. Is this Grudge Racing Index or just pretty much
all Grudge Run and Cartel?
Okay. So what time does your cake stuff open?
Where everybody at tonight?
Everybody listening, man. Like, you know, it's just one key word that kind of turns the flip, well, the light on, and then it kind of goes from there. So, the first hour is always the slowest. Then the second hour of the night picks up.
Well, you know, the radio station kind of like follow the leader. You know, once one of the North Carolina guys chime in, all the other ones follow him. You know, it's like that. Follow the leader. So maybe you'll bring them out.
This track you're talking about for the people that's out of town, is this 8 mile or quarter mile track?
It's 8 mile.
8 mile, okay. And what time your gates and stuff is going to open and racing start?
Gates open at 1 o'clock in running till and $20 to enter.
Okay. Sound like nice, because I know the weather's supposed to be perfect over here this weekend along Mississippi and Alabama side, so I'm sure you guys should have some perfect weather as well.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
It's first time in a while we having a weekend without any rain.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a lot of action now. You bring it, you can get some, you know, people that's out there.
So you're saying this is a car and bike grudge?
Yeah.
What kind of car guys you all have over there, man? I hear about you a lot. It's like
well,
a car. Okay. Three cars are like... So you ride yourself or you... Do you ride yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stock motor booster, 08 boosters, sitting about 69 inches.
Okay. Man, a 70, okay. You got gas on it?
Nah, stock motor. No gas.
You hear that custom cut, don't you?
Yeah, I hear that. I like the way he said stock motor, and then he said it's 70-something, 69. You know, bro, I can tell you real green at this. You know, if you don't, hey, look, a word to the wise, next week when you call in, make sure you have all your lies written down on a sheet of paper so you don't bump with them.
See, that's what everybody think is a bunch of lies. I'm running stock motor wheels, stock motor. I just
there
got a little arm
go.
On it.
Little arm, okay. Now I went from 70 something to a little arm, but, you know, that's cool. I mean, you doing your thing, I guess the way you do it. Evidently, you got some wins up on your belt because you was brave enough to, well, bold enough to call in.
I just love the race. That's all it is.
You love the race. Okay.
Have you tied in with Chris Moore and them, those guys over there?
Nah, Chris Moore, he not set on it. He rides my bike.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
So right now you need to be giving me the utmost respect when you're on the line with me because you know what I did to your rider.
Nah,
I ain't gonna
let him talk upon that now.
No, but I understand that, sir. But what I'm asking a question to you. Do you know what I did to your rider?
Well, you can go on
YouTube and type his name in, and you will see.
Okay, what you on?
I'm on a booster that's going side to side and going straight and running by like a cat. Going to 200 miles per hour at the cup. 200 miles per hour pro street bike at the cup. And you will see that race. You will see your bun-headed rider on a bike, a 1,000. And you will see me on the Black Caesar booster in the left-hand lane going down the track. And I want you to watch real close. And next week, I want you to call back in and you tell me what you learned from that video, my friend. And you then you'll probably ask me to come up there and ride that bike.
Nah, I ride it myself now.
Now, you just said Chris Moore rode it.
Yeah, but I ride it myself. I said he sit on it. That's what I'm saying. No competition between us. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. For a minute there, I thought you said, now this way, when they sit on it, he ride it, you know.
Yeah, nah, I'm saying he not rode it, but I'm just saying no competition between us because, we know what the bike can do. We don't need a race in him.
Oh, okay. Well, I know what an 08 stock motorcycle is supposed to do. So, I mean, if it's stock.
Yeah,
you know,
it's stock.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope you know this game is real tough nowadays. Nobody's pulling up stock anymore.
Yeah,
nobody.
I know that.
Not even Richard Gatson. Oh, no, Ricky Gatson. None of them pulling up stock. Yeah, none of them. What you read in the magazines, that's not stock.
Yeah.
You know, you already know that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, get that word out your vocabulary when you call people out because that's automatically going to put you in a liar's column.
I stay in my lane, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't jump out there with grudge bikes and, you know, I stay in my lane.
You stay in your lane. Okay, well, hopefully your lane will meet up with my lane someday when I bring my street bike out, my stock
Not me.
Why you say that?
Nah, you do your thing and I do mine.
No, what's wrong with you racing me?
Nah.
No, I'm serious. I mean, you.
I can ride my bike on the road.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm bringing out a stock street bike. A stock street bike. No.
What you just said?
What's that?
What you say a while ago? Stock ain't out there no more.
You know what, my friend? You're a smart man. See, I knew by me taking you to class right now that you were going to learn something. You're a smart man. Hey, everybody out there, I'm talking to a smart man right now because you remember what I just told you.
Yeah, and I
so
know
you
if you bring something out, you know I know it's gonna be trouble, so I ain't going to even.
Yes, sir. It's going to be funked up and flaked up. You already know. So just remember that. Now, that was a lesson to you. If somebody yell out, stop, just think of them bringing something. I always like to say, instead of start, say, I got a certain valve job. That throws them off real good. I got a stock bike with a certain valve job.
Yeah.
Trust me, that lie got me. When I first started racing, a guy from Florida came up and kept telling me that, and he kept taking my money every weekend. Yeah, by a certain valve job. That's what he kept telling me.
Sound like my man be making his hustle on over there, though, in Carolina, so. maybe the man said if he gave you a loss, then that probably messes his races up over there, messes his hustle up.
Everybody want to beat old Custom Ace.
So do you travel outside of Carolina, or you just kind of hit the tracks locally around the area there with that bike? Well, if you're traveling with Chris, well, you're kind of on the road.
I think you're going to go off the phone.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think I kind of scared him up, Chris. Yeah, he ducked and ran out.
Let's see, 9005. Your mic is open. Okay, he must be quiet. Everybody must be in the shops, man, tonight. Boats. So are you all going to have a pro mod bike kind of about as well, or you just going to focus on your bike?
Hopefully we're going to just focus on my bike. Them bikes supposed to be going over to Saudi. They Saudis bought them two motorcycles. We were just running some tires on them. We're trying not to blow them up.
Okay.
But yeah, we just got called out in the staging lanes, and that's how that race took place.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard going racing when stuff belongs to somebody else. So I mean, I just had to sit back and just wait till they tell me to get on it and go down the track.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure DTM, they're going to, you know, like they surprised me with those two bikes, so I'm pretty sure he's going to bring one. A pro mod or something, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
As long as he brings Caesar, I'll be straight. I don't care what else he brings.
Well, look, while I got you on the phone, man, I'm going to make a little call out here for this October 13th race. If anybody want to take another shot at Custom Cut, I mean, feel free to take this time here now to at least put your name in the hat.
And I am accepting stock bikes with a hand clutch, because I will have one there with a hand clutch. I'm talking about stock. Stock. No air shifter. No swing on stock motorcycle. I just want to show everybody that I got a good clutch hand, too.
Hey, we got a few hits here. 3494, your mic is open.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing tonight?
How's it going?
Going on.
Not much, man. I'm just listening. I know y'all got a lot of experience and everything, and I'm a newcomer to the game. Man, what kind of advice can y'all give me?
Let Custom Cut. You grudge racing, or
are
you doing index racing, class racing?
Well, I mean, I'm all of it. I mean, I'm trying to learn. You know, I fooled around on the street. It's getting a little too dangerous out here on the street, so I'm trying to take it to the track. You know, I want to learn from some of the best.
Okay, what kind of bike?
I got a stock Gibson 750, 07.
Where you from?
I'm from Alabama.
Alabama, what part?
We die with Alabama, not too far from LaGrange. I actually took Erica's class.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you close by me then. You real close by me. You go to Penn City, isn't it?
Actually, I was with Erica when we got rained out in Tweaks. I had the blue 750.
Oh, you was with her camp?
Yes, I was with, that was me, her, and her husband.
Oh, okay. I don't know you, but I think I introduced myself to you over there somewhere. I know who you are now. All I can tell you is, like, good advice for starters, go to the track one day, go to a girls race and don't take nothing. Just go and watch. Just sit up in the stands for a couple of minutes and then just go down to the lanes and just watch. You just don't know how much stuff you will learn just by watching and just by listening and filming. You know, treat it just like a classroom.
Because I actually went to one of Erica's races when she, like, June the 7th, when she was in LaGrange. And I learned a lot from watching, you know, some of these guys and all this stuff. Damn, they're about to blow their motors up, popcorn in it and everything. And, you know, I've been riding my bike for, like, 5 years, so I know the ins and outs of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's a different concept being on the track than out here on the street.
Right. Are you trying to grudge race, or are you just trying to learn how to bracket race at the track?
Well, I'll probably start off small before I get into the grudge racing because, you know, I'm just stopped, extended by, what, 8 or 9 inches? You know, I'm going to get it dropped and stuff like that, you know?
Right, right. You know, all I can tell you is if you just want to learn like that, it's best to just go ahead and jump in head first and, you know, get attached like Erica or me and just, hey, come to the, you know, just ask us, come to the start line with me, show me, come to the burnout and show me. And that whole day can be a lesson for you. That whole day. And you'll be surprised. You may end up winning or getting far in the rounds just on that day. But the best experience is right there at that track.
Well, I will be there next weekend.
Okay, okay. Well, I will be there with a stock 1004. And I tell you what, the best teacher is experience. So why don't you line up beside me, and I teach you as we go down the track.
All right, that'd be cool. I mean, hey, I want to get out there and have fun. And you know, maybe one day, a year, two, three, I can be with y'all and I can get on the radio and talk a little trash.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, let's take baby steps here now. you know, yeah, like you said, maybe one day. Maybe one day. But this day right here, next week, we're going to take you to baby step. We're going to get you there and get we're going to get you have you been down the track?
Well, when we took the class, we was doing launching and, you know, half track, 104 track. But, I mean, I can ride now. I mean, but riding out here on the street ain't the same as riding down a track, so.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. You are you scared now? Don't think
no,
I'm. Are you
no,
scared to get
scared.
Out of the track?
No. I'm not scared to get my ass whooped or anything like that because right now I'm in, like you said, I'm in the crawling stage. I'm learning. In order for me to become better, I'm allowed to get my ass spanked 10 to 1,500 times. But you know, from each one, I learn something different.
Right.
My advice is just to bring that bike over there with you next week and jump in that 6-0 class. And if you feel cocky, then jump in that hand clutch class and work your way
well,
up.
Well, I'm hand clutch. I speed shift. I don't use the clutch, but yeah, everything stopped. No quick shifting, none of that like that. I got a aftermarket exhaust, no power commander, just extended. That's it.
You got a good lunch and motorcycle, that 07, you got an 07 750, right?
Yeah, 07 750.
Yeah, that bike got a good clutch on it. I mean, you shouldn't have no problem getting out the hole on that bike. Just concentrate on that light and jump in one of them classes. I mean, it's all fun at the end of the day. Don't be afraid to do anything out there but get beside Caesar, and that'd be crazy. But I know you're not crazy, so.
Crazy, but I mean, that'd just be plain out retarded.
Yeah. Like Mike Tyson used to say, that'd be ludicrous.
Yeah.
But come next week. I won't have a grudge bike there, but I have one of my partner's street bike, and I'm gonna jump in one of them classes and just have some fun. And I ain't had no fun at the track in a long time.
Yeah, you know, I was listening, you know, last week we all said people don't get out and have fun no more. Spending $15,000-$20,000 on bets and all that stuff, just taking the fun out of the racing. I just want to get there and learn, you know.
Yeah. And like I say, you know, don't stand around all day and ask questions. You know, you get out there and, you know, put some of that math together.
I mean, when I took the class, my bike was stock length, and I think my 60 foot was like a 1.8, you know, just to be starting. I mean, never been on a track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
and you know what?
for talking about coming off the street and going to the track. I mean, that's a big start there. So, you know, my hat's off to you for taking that step.
Thank you. You know, I mean, hey, I follow Erica, you know, and racing. I mean, I always wanted to race, but I didn't know to choose between road racing or drag racing. I used to think, anybody can drag race. The shit's easy. It's more complex road racing because, you know, I'm going in the curve 995 miles an hour. But when I actually got out there and started, you know, paying attention and listening to everybody else, I know this shit is a little bit harder than what I thought it was.
Yeah. You're right. Make sure you come up to me in Tweez and introduce yourself again or, you know, come up to me because I don't think I remember your face, but and I'll help you. I'm pretty sure. It's a lot of people that I can bring to you that'll help you, and, you know, you just pick the one you want to listen to or just take a little bit of advice from everybody and go out there and put it together.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with taking a lot, and the more you get, the better it's off. Like I say, two heads are better than one.
Now, the only thing that I don't want you to do now, and I'm real serious when I say this, and I want you to listen to me and listen to me good. If I'm out there teaching you, and I'm teaching you, I don't want you to call me out at the end of the class because that would be like getting chalk thrown in my face. Wait till another day.
No, I wouldn't do nothing like that. No. That's like me taking what Erica taught me and running her. I mean, if she asks me to, I will for a lesson learned. But as far as me calling somebody out, no. I'll probably do that next season when I got to probably put some gas or something on the bike, and something like that, when I can, you know, actually, I can keep up with the stats. You know, I mean, I'm just right now just a 750. A lot of folks say I can't do nothing with it, but I consider a 750 a sleeper bike. That's what I call it.
It is.
A friend over in Texas with a 750 bike, and you need to watch how that bike performs, man. Even though it's, you know, stretched out and flat slick and all the goodness and stuff in it, but, man, you're talking about revving up. And but now one other question, too, and I didn't ask you. What size are you?
What size? I'm probably about a little bit. About 170. I'm about 5'7" and a half, 5'8". I'm not that tall, but, you know, she told me with my size and my height and my weight, she said I could be a good grudge racer one day because I'm not big.
What, you say you're about 170?
Yeah, 170, probably lighter. I haven't weighed myself in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that, you know, just, you know, what I had to do, you know, you got to push yourself, You trying to bracket race right now and get out there. I mean, once you start getting into the girls race, you got to start watching what you eat, watching what you drink, you know, everything. You got to treat it just like it's a sport, which it is. You know, so, I mean, that's the way I do. The week before the race, I mean, I go on a regimen, you know, and Chris can vouch for that, man. I don't eat. Even at the track, I don't eat. I mean, race day, I don't do nothing like that. My camp, I buy food for the whole camp and don't eat one bite. You know, but that's me. I mean, you making do something else, but you got to find out what works for you.
Okay.
But Erica, she told me that she wanted to challenge me on a hand clutch bike, so I rounded one up, and I'm going to bring it up to the 29th, and I'm going to teach her a little thing, too.
She challenged you?
Yeah, she challenged me, and that kind of got next to me because I'm like, dog, can't you see my work that's been done on the track? I mean, my resume speaks for itself. How dare you? And she called me out on a hand clutch. So I went and rounded up a 04 1000. Now, she has an 08. But I'm going to take that 04, and I'm going to go outside of here with it. Foot shifting on a Pro 3.
Look, guys, I'm going to pause you here. 1 second. We have a gentleman that's been on hold for a while. Let me go on and open his mic up. 0726, your mic is open.
How's everybody going there today?
What's going on?
Good. Mr. Cuss, what's going on, buddy?
Evidently, you didn't hear the first part of the interview. My name now is Custom X.
Hey, Custom, this is your Daytona Beach, Florida partner.
What's going on, my friend?
What's going on?
Oh, man, how's the weather down there?
Oh, it's doing lovely. We went to Alabama last weekend.
Oh, y'all went to Alabama?
Yeah, Ricky Grayson wrote one, and Grip wrote the red one, and Grip wrote the black one.
So what'd y'all run? I mean, what'd y'all do?
Yeah, we won a little bit of one out there with the red one. We didn't get nothing for the black one, but we won some with the red one there. Yeah,
okay.
And we had a ball out there, man. A lot of racing went on. I mean, it was I was impressed, bro. I'm gonna go back again next year.
Well, that's what we want to hear. Are y'all coming the 29th or the 13th or one of the upcoming races? Are y'all coming?
We're going to be there on the 13th for sure. The 29th, we don't know yet because they got a bike bash down here in West Palm Beach on the 29th too.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I heard about South Florida bashes down there. Yeah, y'all probably need to go to that.
Yeah, so we definitely going to be there on the 13th.
Now, I'm going to tell you, dig up whatever you don't bury throughout the year and bring it with you to 13, because it's going to be some money to be made.
Yeah.
Trust me now.
Yeah.
Trust me. Dan the man is coming with me. Trust me.
Yeah. I wish I would come to Twigs, but I wish I would come to Twigs, but I let you have this one thousand here hand cut.
Yeah, because I know Decoy. Well, Decoy got slider now, but it's a lot of guys that's been chirping my way about a hand clutch, thinking I can't ride a hand clutch. But you know, we'll chop it up on the 13th and see what it's looking like. Is Richard coming with y'all the 13th?
Either Richard or Ricky, one of them gonna be there.
Yeah, y'all need to fry Richard. I don't like the way that bike been looking the last couple of times it's been out now. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it looked good last weekend, though.
Yeah. Well, who was on it then? Grayson?
Rick. Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. I'm not trying to bash anybody, but I'm just judging by what I saw.
Yeah, he ran just for against cocaine, but he ran it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. They didn't rerun it?
No, they didn't rerun it.
Wow, you mean to tell me he read? Like, man, he don't hardly do that.
No, he definitely don't hardly do that. That was a surprise. But they were just trying something. You know, cocaine got on gas, and Jeffro was all motor.
Can I ask you something? How that cocaine bike run? You think it out run Caesar?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If serial killer hadn't willed it, boy, he had him whooped.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was a video delay in there, but
no,
I was right there
at the start line. I was right there. He pulled cocaine out there, and he got down there by mid-track and started wheeling. He tried to keep into it, but it just wouldn't let him.
Man, Jeff Walker, he tuned too aggressive. He didn't have to be that aggressive with that bike.
Yeah, but man. He said on what's the boy that got the 1,000, the black 1,000, the Korean dude.
Just the one thing.
Extreme Motorsport.
Yeah, he's still on his back tire, but that 1,000 was running, bro.
Oh, he couldn't kill. Who sat on his back tire? Cocaine?
No, serial killer.
Oh, shoot. And he got beat then, too?
Well, he got whooped on that one because old boy cut a good light. You know, he pretty good. He cut a good light, and that 1,000 got out there, but he couldn't catch him.
Man, come on. Man, they need to just bury that
motorcycle. Something happened with the serial killer bike, too. I think it backfired or something down there. Cause,
did it?
Yeah, because in the video that I got, you could see Mike when he kind of parted his legs away from the engine, so I don't know exactly what happened.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
he was a big ball of fire, you know, came from the engine.
Did you that there?
Yeah, I was there.
Well, you know what that was. You know what that was. I ain't got to tell you what that was. They probably in the shop just like I was. But it happens to the best of it.
They came back around and ran that race with Tucker Boxer that night, too.
Oh, okay. So that was the last. That was the second race. The race with Tucker Boxer. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay, all right. So, Daytona, who y'all got lined up for the 13th?
Nobody yet. We ain't got nobody lined up yet.
You know Chris Moore's going to be that booster now.
Is he?
Yeah. I already talked to him. He said he will be there with that booster, Kicking Rocks or whatever they call it.
Kicking Rocks.
So, I mean, I think maybe if he get y'all the back tie, that'd be a good race or something, you know?
We'll see what's going on when we get there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know y'all don't like sitting up stuff over the phone, but it wouldn't hurt to just kind of see where y'all stand on that race. Unless y'all, do y'all want to run that race?
Let me I tell you what, I'm gonna get back on. Let me get my buddy on, the owner of that bike. Let me get him back on.
Okay,
I'll be right back in about 2 minutes.
Okay, all right.
All right.
All right. Hey, what, Chris?
It's amazing you meet guys, man, over the phone line. I've been seeing that bike around at the track, but didn't really know who the owner and stuff was, but I always would see Grayson riding it, so.
Yeah. The owner of the bike is Jose. His name Jose?
Okay.
Yeah, they from Daytona, but they real cool people. The bike is stupid, huh?
That's a nice bike. I've seen that bike pop up at a lot of tracks.
Yeah, I'm telling you, them guys will pop up when you think it's too far to drive. Them guys will be there. Yeah,
because I was shocked to see that bike in Alabama.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know they was going over there. I was shocked to see it up there in Carolina the first part of the year. You know, but, hey, sometimes you can whoop at the wrong people and they be sitting right there on your coattail now.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Yes, I got that right.
That's why I was telling you with them four-wheelers now. You mess around and talk about the wrong person to the wrong person. You know, they'll be sitting up on your car. It was probably about that last rock race I went to. It was probably about 8 four-wheelers there.
Yeah. Plan is first. As soon as the season starts, I'm going to hit the road, man. That's my plan.
I'm going to tell you, Jeremy Rossi got some fast ones over here now.
We had one here, man, with a 1,000 engine on a Willis Ford shot.
Yeah, it was in Carolina.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was up there in Carolina.
Let's see here. We got another caller here from 780. Mike is unmuted. 8780, your mic is unmuted. Okay. But, oh, yeah, man, I know just my little local town, yeah. We got plenty of little races, so I'm basing on the waiting list, I'm sure, for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
But my biggest thing with my weight, whatever, you know, this small cubic inch stuff ain't going to work anymore. So everybody got the gangster engines and stuff. So I had to go back to the drawing board.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to.
Well, look, we're going to try this 8780 number again. Let's see here. 8780, your mic is unmuted. 750 with the 750 though. If he decides to do anything, I think I would build a 1,000 though.
Yeah, I would need
with that 750, you'd put a $1,000 on that 750 frame.
Yeah, I wouldn't dare get out there with no 750 right now, cause the game's too tough for that.
With the money that he would put in that, man, he could build him a grand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sleep all day. That's what I put on it.
I remember some guys back a while ago, about 5-6 years ago, was at the hub. Like, and then they had a ZX9 frame with a 12 engine on it, I think, or vice versa. But man, that thing had the factory plastic on it and everything, and they was out there killing people with that bike.
And that's what I'm going to kill Marco Polo with. And I'm only saying that one time, so whoever heard it can read between the lines. He come the 13th. That's exactly what I'm going to kill him with. And if y'all heard the radio station last week, listen to it, y'all know what I told him.
He's supposed to be at Twix, too, with that bike, I believe.
No competition at all. No competition at all. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
The guy with the 750, is he still on?
Well, I think he's gone.
Well, he cut out.
Yeah, he cut out. I think he put a lot on the man's mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, he'll have a heavy pillow tonight. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to learn. He's going to learn. He needs to be baptized about 4 or 5 times, but he'll be okay. He'll be okay. Yeah, a little 750, you know, he may have women jumping on him at the track. I sure hope he don't get out there in that deep water like that.
I heard that. Look, we've got your partner, bro. 3494. Your mic is on.
Hey, I'm the guy with the 750. I'm still here.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard you. I need to be baptized for it. I told you, man, I'm not going into it right now for, you know, trying to grudge race or anything like that, man. I'm just out there to learn.
Okay.
Man, you must have sat down your phone and ran away for a minute.
No, man, I was walking inside my plant. Y'all wouldn't have been able to hear anything.
Okay.
Okay,
we've
man.
Another caller here as well.
3-9-3-3-4.
Your mic is unmuted.
What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, man?
I don't know. It's Marco Polo.
What's going on, Marco?
I can't call it. Is that Custom Cuts on there?
Yeah, Marco Polo. Marco Polo now. But at the beginning of the show, I told everybody I changed my name. It is Custom X. Okay.
Okay.
Remember that.
Okay, now.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Not much. How long you been listening?
I just got on. Right when I got on, I heard my name.
how much did you hear? How much did you hear? Did you hear a lot, or you really didn't hear that much?
I heard somebody say something about 750, and I heard a voice say that they was going to kill Marco Polo on it, and I heard Chris say I'm supposed to be at Twitch.
Well, I'm pretty sure you got good hearing. That's exactly what was going down.
Well, we got a numberless partner that came on and is saying he was starting off with a 750, and he was just wondering, you know, about the grudge game or class racing, and just kind of wanted some advice and was kind of giving him some scenarios. And it looked like Cousin Cut just kind of gave him a little schooling for a minute, but it wasn't nothing offensive. But that's when Cousin Cut jumped in and said something about cutting you on a street bike or something, I believe.
Yeah. Marco, I'm bringing an 04 1000 next week. No air shifter. I think it's got extensions on it. But a Shinko tire, Shinko front tire, foot shifting. I challenge you to foot shift your motorcycle, which is newer than the one I'm going to be on. Foot shift your motorcycle and let's run. No gas.
It'll be kind of hard for me to foot shift. If you know, I know you ain't paid attention to my bike. But way I got my air shifter, I can't get my foot back on my peg. And where I got my air shifter shot up, you know, because I don't ride on the street, you know, I only race. That's all I do.
Right.
And so it'll be kind of hard for me to get my foot back on there, but I think I got the skills. I think I can do it. That sounds like
let's do this right here. Use your air shifter and take your nitrous off. Don't use no nitrous and give me the back tire and the brake. And we ain't got to bet no money or nothing like that. It's just all for fun now. You know, it's all for fun. This is not my bike. You know, if it was my bike or it was something to it, I'd say, let's bet. No, let's just do it for fun.
Okay.
They just try.
Man, Marco may want to hook to you for a couple dollars, though, man. So he at least hamburger food or something, man.
Okay, well, dog, if he give me the back tire in the lift, I'd do it for a little burger money, a couple of number ones. Let me get on Erica Motorcycle. Let me get on Erica Motorcycle. I get on Erica Motorcycle and you give me the move.
Give you the move on Erica Motorcycle?
Give me the move on Erica Motorcycle.
Yeah, motor to motor, spray for what? What's up?
Spray to spray.
Spray to spray, give you the move.
Give me the move.
That's a lot. I can give you the back tie because you're a hell of a rider. I can give you the back tie.
Marco, I never been on a motorcycle. That's what I'm saying. I never been on it. And I'm hopefully she'll let me ride it. I'm probably have to pay her to do that. But, give me the move and I'll come back around and you give me the back tie. And no money in the bank.
You got a couple pounds, to Marco.
Yeah. Oh, Marco, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 140.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to give me that, man. I weigh 190.
Oh, no, hell no. No, nope. You don't weigh no 190.
Yeah, how much you think I weigh?
With your height, you probably weigh 145.
Wow, I can't believe this, man. Why everybody think, I just got on the scale this morning, it said 189.
Somebody bring a scale to the track.
Might have been off a little bit.
But, Marco, can we do that? If Erica let me ride her 1,000, will you give me the move and then come back around and I'll rip your head up? Put it like that. No money.
We spray for spray, I'll give you the move on Erica. I give that to you.
Okay, and then we'll come back around and you give me the back tie.
Well, we
got to
see how that rig going to go first.
Okay, give me the move. Okay, so now, let me ask you something. Now, if I don't ride, let's just say if I come down with a serious illness or sprain my ankle or something, and you let Erica ride a bike, will you give her the move?
Yeah,
it's the same bike. Okay, cool. That's all I wanted to hear. Okay, my friend, well, you have a race. Yeah, okay.
That sounds good. I didn't do too good over there at group race. I didn't make number two pass. I did a motor shakedown, then I ran a all motor booster and I red lighted on him. That's something I really don't do that often, but shit happened, it's racing,
You know what I think? I think that you knew you had to leave because it's a booster. And you knew you had to do everything right because that motor was going to be there. That's why you red lighted. See, you was nervous. If that was a 1,000, you would have never red lighted. See, I feel like this is the hour for Custom Cuts, Custom X, to teach a lot of y'all racers about being nervous and about the things that go on at the track. Let me tell you something. Whenever you got a bigger bike up there sitting beside you, you play the game with him. You
right.
Play the game. You probably pulled in first. You probably pulled in, cut all your bulbs on first, and he probably waited and cut his bulbs on last. How'd it go? You tell me, how'd it go?
You just called it.
Yeah, but if that had been me, he would have cut all his bulbs on first, and I would have waited. I would have played the game with him, pulled on in, probably backed out a little bit, then pulled on in, and bam. It's apples for apples then. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to sit down with you next week, though. Me and you going to talk. We're going to have a long talk.
That sounds good.
Marco Polo, we're going to have a long talk because, see, I know I peeped out your little setup on your motorcycle. I know you got a little motor work here and there. You got nitrous on it. But I just want to race you. Just see how good you are. See how you handle the press.
I mean, I'm with you on that, but now for my bike now, I ain't going to tell you no story, like I told him before, is, it's a stock bike, got a arm on there, Ashes, and a small shot of nitrous.
Mm-hmm.
No motor work, No, none of that. You know, I just.
Oh, you ain't got no cams? You ain't got no cams in there? Come on now.
Nah, you can break. I tell you what, Custom X, you can break. You can take that motorcycle apart. If you find an aftermarket part in that motor, I give you my whole paycheck.
All right. I mean, hey, if a man willing to pull up his whole paycheck, he must be telling the truth. But
I wouldn't be telling my secrets, dude.
I just like to ride. I mean, I'm one of them guys that I ain't gonna hide nothing from nobody. I'm gonna be straight up. I'm gonna deal straight up. You know, I ain't gonna run from nobody. You know, a couple guys have a little shit to say down in Holiday Beach, but you know, I ain't getting in the cap right. You know,
Marco, I can. We really need to exchange numbers a little later on next week, and I need to talk to you because I can really use you. I can use you because, you know what, you the type of racer that, you know, you come there telling the truth, somebody waiting to beat your head in. But I got something for you. I got something that you can use that's going to get you over that hump. And you know what? It's going to be free of charge. I just want to see you win on it. And when I talk to you about it, you're going to say, boy, I should have came to you early. I'm gonna introduce you to Lil Mama.
Okay.
And if you would have came on, if you had been listening all night, you would have known. Actually, I said it before you came on. I got something that you're going to ride that you're going to like.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up this weekend, though.
That sounds good.
Just hold your horses, and but we still got that race. You're still going to give me the break, and I'm going to teach you a lesson. And then we'll go from there. We'll go from there.
That sounds good.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you something, man. I've been looking at you a long time, for a while. I take this time out and tell you, you know, man to man, razor to razor, man, I got a lot of respect for you, man. I really do.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you saying that. And just because you said that, a lot of people don't come to me and say that, you know, especially not on the ad, not on Psychobike. But I got a lot of respect for you. You know, I know it sounds kind of corny out there with the people who are listening, but Custom Cuts do have a heart, you know. And Marco Polo, you all right, man. You all right. I ain't going to lie. You all right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So next time I do a photo shoot or do a filming at the track, feel free to come on over there and get your 15 minutes fame. You know, feel free to walk on over there. You coming to the cup race, to the race the 13th in Valdosta?
I'm playing God will Jesus' name. I'll be there.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll be raising that trophy over my head or that money over my head, and feel free to come over there. Now, I want you to represent the camp. Now, park your motorcycle right beside the camp, and whatever we got, you got. You need it. You need nitrous, you need gas, just let us know. You need a screw, let us know. It don't matter. The only thing I can't let you have is the heart out of season. That's the only thing I can't let you have.
I feel you on that. I appreciate it. I will be there, you know.
Yes, sir. But I will see you next week in Tweed, and Lord willing.
Oh, yeah. We will be there.
Yes, sir. So have you heard from Erica? Is she still going to come? I don't want to be talking about a bike if she's not going to be there.
I ain't heard from
her. Uh-oh. Chris, have you heard from Erica tonight?
I haven't heard from her either.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't know. Maybe she's still, still out there. I don't know. I may have to bring her some up. Oh, she's going to be there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not cutting you guys off. I know that I heard several people say they was at Holiday Beach. Can any one of you all tell me who was the big guy on the booster that weighed like 250, maybe 270? That race grip later on that night, the bike that wheeled it twice, three times?
The dude had a red and black boots, I think. May have had a ponytail, too.
I'm not sure. I can find out for you, Chris. I'm not sure I'll find out.
He was over in the right lane one time. I'm trying to think, because Grip gave him the back tie and the brake. And when the lights dropped, like I said, the dude came out, and he was in there, and he came back down, and I guess either the engine or the nitrous was kicked back in again, and the bike went straight back up in the air again with him. But he was riding his tail off, man, and I was just trying to find out, did anyone know that guy?
No. Oh.
Post that video up and see what anybody come in on it or respond to it and find out who that guy.
I try to find out for you, Chris. Hell, I didn't even know you was there. I ain't even get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, when I was over there on that side with that Kim, I was mainly shooting pictures and video at the same time, so I really didn't have a whole lot of time to go and mingle unless somebody, you know, had a oil down or something, or they just took a break before the you know, spray the track or something down. But other than that, man, I was over there in my little old corner.
Oh, Chris, I forgot to ask you. I just thought of it when you said something about your camera. Don't you supposed to be looking for models for a calendar?
Yeah, we're supposed to shoot some pictures before the race to do like a little swimsuit calendar thing for the Grudge Bike guys over there.
What caliber of women do you want? Ghetto girls? I mean, war wounds? I mean, what you looking for? Like South Beach models? I mean,
like material that you can, man, put on a calendar or something, and you know. But if they have some flaws or whatever, you know, we can Photoshop it, so we don't just try to, you know, hit on the women like that. So no, we.
Okay.
If you have one or two that you know of, just email me a picture of them and let me see what we can work with, and then I can, you know, kind of go from there. But no, I'm not going to turn nobody down if they want to, you know, participate.
Okay. Okay. Don't matter what color, white, black, Mexican, you know, Puerto Rican.
I know. It doesn't
okay.
matter, man. I love to mix it up.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You already got January, February, and March covered up. How far you done got on the calendar? I mean, far, like, how many ain't no problem?
Actually, got about, let's see, 7, 8 bikes maybe. So I was kind of, you know, want to keep it within the area around through Georgia for as round making, but I was going to kind of rotate in and out around to do more than just one. But for the females, I think we had about, let me see, 1, 2, 3, so about 6 maybe at the most that wants to participate, so.
Yeah.
I actually need to get to working and kind of recruit some more for that night. If not, we just have to rotate and have one or two of the girls to kind of change or something else and pull
yeah.
back to back.
I think for next year, you probably need to start it like at the cup race and just go throughout the whole year and get models. And you should end up with, you know, a good, shoot, probably 20 by the time you get to this part of the year. So you'll probably have to delete some of the photos or just pick and choose. Yeah, but I know it was kind of late in the year, but, man, I'm telling you, I wish you would have got with me earlier. Man. Mm.
It was just a last-minute thing I was interested in doing because, actually, I bet if I go back and pull up all of my hard drives, man, I bet you I have over maybe 25,000, 30,000 pictures of bikes that I've been shooting since my career, man, back in 2006 or 7, maybe. I have pictures of people, man, that started out riding little small bikes all the way up to Grudge bikes that don't even have the bikes anymore. And, man, it just, I was kind of glancing at that the other day, and I was like, man, if I was to post some of these pictures of some of these guys now compared to how they looked back then, man, you'd be like, is that the same kid?
Man, I tell you. So when you gonna bring the calendar out in January or at the first race?
Yeah, probably January, maybe at the first race of the season over there. It's not soon, but I know exactly around the first part But my plan is hopefully I could get them all around December, you know, get ready for the January, because I wouldn't want the person to be on January to miss out, you know, not showing in January. So, yeah, that'll be something that I would try to bring out in December. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you know, next year what you bring, next year you bring the females out. Hopefully, hopefully you can get some shots. 14 of the Grudge Bikes with the rider. I ain't talking about no, you know, swimming trunks or nothing like that, and the leather suit, you know.
Right.
Kind of suited up, you know. I think that would be a good look, too, you know.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, you know,
I have a lot of ideas, but when you feminine video and all at the same time, it's kind of hard to do, but I enjoyed it shooting pictures, I think, more than the video, because with the pictures you can kind of shoot, you know, all over the place, but with the video you don't want to kind of leave the racing, because anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, bike go down through that about 400 or 500 feet down the track and wheel it, you want to catch her that, and then you know, I don't wish no accidents on no one, but sometimes, you know, people do have accidents and they be like, man, let me see that clip or whatever, and then, you know, you have that book.
I thought at the hub you had your understudy there. You probably can get her to, you know, film or take pictures.
Well, she had a bike there, so I'm not focused more on her bike racing.
No, I ain't talking about her. I'm talking about the other one.
Oh, sometimes that works and sometimes it don't. But the main thing is, you know, sometimes you have an idea of where you want to be at and the angle you want to shoot and all that kind of stuff there. And so, But I do have people occasionally come out and help with the feminine stuff. And it's just a matter of, well, my project for next year, if I, you know, continue to start video on the feminine, I want to install cameras all the way down the track, which I know it'll be several events that I'm kind of locked on to with the feminine stuff that, probably will just video, but majority of the year next year I'm going to actually be racing myself. So, but I want to install cameras all the way, at least 3 cameras mounted on the track. You know, one towards the finish line, one maybe midway, and one towards the start line. Plus with my camera, so to kind of bring something new to the game.
So you can have it kind of like NHRA, so different angles at the track.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think that would work out real good, but. You know, it's a lot of money into doing that. You know, you just got to, you know, have your ducks in a row.
There's ways around it. You can actually pull it off, I believe, because I've been doing a little testing, but I hadn't really been published anything for it, trying it. So it's ways around it. And I think it will cut down on a lot of this arguing stuff, too, for as, you know, life's not working as you go across the finish line or you got to, you know, up so. We go back and play it back. You may not be able to play it back that night, but, you know, a day or two. Well, this guy here is going to be up. I think that's going to be a nice little feature.
The races that you did this year, do you normally do them races every year, or you just pick and choose?
No, actually, the races that I've done this year was races that we I already locked in first part of the year, like with the Texas Grudge Fest deal over there. And that guy, Alex, we've been working together for almost about going on 2, maybe 3 years together. And so they kind of give me the privilege to come over there and film the Texas Grudge Fest event. And I wish a lot of more guys would, you know, take the opportunity to go over there and try some of those guys out in Texas. I mean, because there's plenty of competition over there. I know, not the last race here, but the previous race, you know, lit instance happened. But, I mean, if certain bikes, I think I can pretty much call out to go over there. I mean, I think they would have some real nice competition over there waiting on them. Because I've been trying to get those guys to do a little traveling, too, which some of them do. You know, I think some of them has been to Twigs, and a few of them I think has actually been to the Rock, too. But I think next year, man, my plan is to try to get a lot of those guys to get out to comfort zone. Steven is one.
to get him out of Georgia.
Yeah, for real. I mean, he really needs to get out because, I mean, sitting there at home, yeah, that's not going to kick it with the kind of bike he got. He got to branch out. Maybe he'll have more wins up on his belt if he leaves, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you, my best experience as far as me racing and world racing was this year as far as, like, getting out of Georgia and seeing, you know, even though I went through a little altercation in North Carolina, I went back to North Carolina and had fun.
Right.
You know, went to Mississippi, even though my bike went down or wasn't acting right, I still had fun. You know, it's just putting faces with names.
Right.
You know, and that was a good part about it. Polo, you still on?
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Okay, man. You got to speak up, man. Don't be so quiet.
Oh, I'm just listening.
I just received a text from Erica. She said she's been on hold. She's trying to get in forever.
Well, I don't see no Let me see
if I can call her. Hold on, let me see if I can call her. Let me see. Chris.
Yes.
Erica.
What's going on?
What's up, Erica?
You can hear me? Everyone can hear me. Hi, everyone. I'm sorry I'm late, really late. I'm busy folding clothes and doing dishes. Chris.
Yes.
My bike will be ready for your event. I'm really excited.
Good.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Perfect. Good.
So, what's up? I heard someone wanted to talk to me.
Marco Polo, tell her what you're going to give her.
Oh, he on the line?
Oh, yeah, I'm on here.
Sabotage me.
I thought you were hiring from me.
I ain't nobody hiring. I was about to say something, but I forgot where I was at. I am not hiding. I don't hide. You know, I'm a wife and a mom. You know, I got things at home I need to take care of today. So I'm just hiding. I came up, right? I'm on now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
So what's up?
Me and Custom X talk, and if you gonna let him, he gonna ride your bike, and I'm gonna give him the move, and we come back around, and I'll give you the move.
You can race up first. Race up
first. Hey, CC, bring some popcorn.
Hey, he just don't know. We ain't gonna say nothing. He don't know.
Popcorn.
That's gonna
be some fun. Oh wow.
Yeah.
This is
right.
Going down at Chris's event, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is
gonna
be fun.
Hey, Marco, race up first. No, that's a motorcycle. I still gotta get in line for that.
Oh, I don't mind.
You want me to race Erica first?
Yeah, race up first because actually we testing this other bike, this little street bike we got. Race up first and whatever happens, and then I'll come back around if time allows, and I'll race you. You give me the move.
We going to send you back to Alabama with a big L.
Really?
On his chest.
Hey.
He on the...
In the words of Custom X, don't get mad if I dance on you.
Hey, just
nope.
As long as your dance moves is better than
CeCe,
I'm sorry.
Oh. Wow. That's crazy.
Hey, Erica,
wow.
Erica, his name is Custom X, man.
What? Yeah. Oh, dang, what did I miss?
Yeah, I changed my name. Custom X.
Oh, you got like 50 different names. Shall we all write them down? We have Jared. Asshole Jones, we have Custom Cuts, we have CC, we have Custom X,
Well, thanks, Erica. I should have never called her. I should have left her off, fellas. Man, she's going ham on everybody.
I'm not going ham on anybody. I'm just having some fun. This is Grudge Inc., right? Grudge Inc. Radio?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I end up all calling that or Maury Provitz.
Guess who called in? Is the guy from Alabama with the 750 still on?
Alabama? What part of Alabama?
He said it was by LaGrange, the guy that came to the track in Tweeds with you, Erica.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Yeah. AKA Country. She called me Country.
Yeah, Country came on asking for some tips.
Okay.
And I gave him one. I said, line up beside me.
That's
a bad tip.
That's like suicide.
You know damn well I will not line up against Caesar. Hell no.
Yeah, you missed a lot, Erica. I'm going to let you have the floor. I'm through talking.
Oh, no, no.
Shit, I give him a run.
Yeah,
sure. No, I don't know about that one.
He looking for a run, or he just
wants
some tips?
No, you ain't
raising
him.
No, because he said he went to Erica's school, and he's learning. And yeah, he said that. I'm not lying. He said that, didn't he, Chris?
No, just the way he said it. I mean, he's my student. He's still in training, so he needs
to
get some passes in before people start hopping.
No, what he needs is his diaper change. And he comes next week, I'm going to change his diaper, you know. Marco Polo, you bring the baby powder. I'll bring the Huggies.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
You know, we're going
to... Oh, shit. Y'all funny. Yeah. Real funny.
You bring the baby powder. I'm bringing it.
I got mad respect. Like I said, I'm learning.
Yeah, right. So we'll start
you
out. Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? All hands down. Boy has heart. He's got passion. That's what it takes to be a good all-round racer. And when he gets out there on the track, he does what he's told. You know, it doesn't take him a whole bunch of times to figure it out. So he's going to be something to work with later on. Watch.
Oh, man. Let me go in my room and get my fiddle out. Man.
Oh, whatever.
Man. Oh, no, I mean, he's coming to the right place to get taught a lesson. But I'm going to work with him. I'm going to see what he has to offer with that 750, which it's got a fierce clutch set up anyway, so the bike going to leave. He ain't got to do too much. Them 07s and 08s are there, you know. You know, but I can't say too much because, Marco, I got to
continue recording. Press 2 to delete and re-record your message.
I missed that, Cousin
Abe.
What'd you say?
I said I got to teach you a little lesson about those 07s and 08s, but I got a little surprise for you. Like I said, I'm going to hook you up with something I want you to ride.
Cousin,
and if you...
Cousin, hold that door for 1 second. We got one caller here that's listening. 9099, your mic is unmuted. Cousin, you scared the guy off, man.
Dog, I'm bad for business.
What's going on for the 13th?
Wow. That conversation was had an hour ago, Chris?
Well, just reiterate it real quick. I doubt there was no lock-ins.
Custom X versus Lil C, that race is going out first. And Tackle Box versus me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going down. That race, you know, both races are going to be locked in the week before the race. I haven't talked to both riders, so we all square on everything.
I will be on that line with a video camera with Grudge Inc. on there for you guys.
Wait, hold on now. Don't you own a motorcycle?
No.
So why are you not racing anybody?
I am going to be racing somebody, but for that race, I will be on the line with my video camera.
Maybe I can call, let me see, who's a female rider? Maybe I can call Crystal or somebody. Maybe I can call Nicole or somebody. What's the skinny girl name?
Okay, there's like many.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't care who it is.
Right, the BMW. What's her name?
Destiny. Already
Destiny,
heard you.
That's right.
We were both in South Carolina, but we never lined up. I mean, I'm not calling her out like that, but if we down there and I get called out, I'm racing.
Don't blow your stacks. I mean, I'm just trying to line up some race.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Now y'all got on me now.
Wait. Marco Polo. Isn't that Christy going to be there?
I really can't call. She'll be in Tweed. I'm not sure about Vanessa.
Okay.
She might, though.
Uh-oh.
Well, Christy's going to be at Twig, so I'll race Christy if you want to see girls go at it. I really don't care if it's a boy or a girl.
Well, you know I'm bringing up.
I really want to race you on a hand clutch. You act like you didn't hear me last week.
See, Margo, didn't I tell y'all that before she got on? That's exactly what I wanted her to do. I wanted her to step in this hole, so now we have it. Okay, so you know what? Since you asked for it, I'm going to give it to you. I'm bringing a 1,000 just for you.
Oh, this is going to be hilarious. Thank you. Hold on. Which 1,000?
Okay, yeah. Okay. You better get it right. No, it's an 04. It's got bolt-ons. I'm foot shifting, so I will want you to foot shift. No nitrous. Motor for motor. Motor for motor. No, for real. I mean, I'm not playing with you. I mean, no, I'm for real. Foot shifting your bike against this 04 1000 head up through the 8th of mile next week.
Hey, I got you. It's a race. I'll foot shift.
We got
good.
A couple
okay.
This time then where we had. So just.
Oh, man.
And I also want to put it out there, too, October the 27th, Hub City. We're having our big grudge race again. Actually, we're going to have two grudge races still lined up. We're going to have Katrina Bike versus Tiger Box. That's locked in for a rematch. And we're going to have Big Red and Mayo running a rematch over as well.
I want to come to that, too, Chris. That's your event?
Yeah, well, that's the same guys that we put on the first one. That's we call them the four horsemen. So we...
October 27th.
Mhm. Man, so if you win all that money over there at Twigs, I mean not Twigs, but Vidal's on the 13th, we may have a contender over there for you, man.
Well, where this race gonna be at? No problem, you say?
No, Hub City.
Okay. If we can have it set up, I'll come over that way. So you know that deal? That is a long way.
Yeah, we'll play that by ear and see how that table
falls
and see how the race turn out on the 13th.
Right. I know we don't have that long on the air tonight, but I want to tell Marco something. Marco, I do want you to be safe this weekend and next week so you can show up next weekend. And, Erica, I do want you to be safe and go through next weekend and be safe and show up next week.
Okay.
Because I got something for you now. You've been asking for this for a long time. I got something for you.
Okay. Hey, I don't think it's just me that wants to see it. I don't think it's just me that wants to see it. I'm just saying.
Oh, you think everybody wants to see me ride a hand clip?
I think so. I'm probably the only one that's
going to
come out and say it, though.
Yeah. As long as Marco Polo give me the hit on your bike, ooh, ooh, that's going to be a good race there. Great
to ride. I agree with that as well.
Now, what if he give you the hit and you lose, and he give me the hit and I win? What would that make us? Like, a me a better rider?
That would, no, I mean, that would just make you winning for that day and me losing that day.
Oh, man, come on, man.
I mean, it don't make or break you. It's not like you're going to be a sorry rider just because you lost the race. I mean, we win some, we lose some. Somebody got to lose.
I just need somebody to tell me is the stepper brake lights working. That's all I want to know.
Oh, my God.
I won't know. Can't tell you.
Man, good girl. It's going to be some great, great sunshine.
They were working in Hub City, though. they was working real good. Oh, wow.
Yeah, if I could have jumped in front of that race, I would have.
I wish you would have. That
Marco.
Wrong.
Marco, I love the way you did her like that. If I could have jumped across that fence, that big dude kept me back. Man. That big dude in the right-hand lane, the lane you was in, Marco, he wouldn't let me come by. But it's all good. We're going to have some fun this week. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed myself in Hub City, so I know it's gonna be amazing in Twigs and Valdosta. So,
yeah.
I look forward to both of those races. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to making my debut.
Uh-oh.
Guys, it's about time up for us tonight. We actually ran over the hours, but we're gonna cut this little conversation short and hope to resume back on next Wednesday at 7:00. Hopefully we'll have a whole lot more to talk about. Versus and get ready for these upcoming grudge races coming up. Eric, and actually I may give you a call after this is over with. You got time or you?
Yeah, I'm good right now.
Okay. All right. Well, see you guys. We're gonna close the show. Hope to hear from everyone next Wednesday at 7:00. And everybody kind of be safe for the weekend.
All righty.
All righty. You all taking and have a nice night.
All right.